Revenue and Tax Committee will receive these three bills today. One deals with low-income heads of households. It's a little bit of a technical correction. Representative Uvalde Lindsay from Fayetteville is the sponsor of that bill. The other bill deals with a sales tax cut on the utility taxes paid by manufacturers. And then the third one is a capital gains tax cut bill. So they'll all head to the Senate Revenue and Tax Committee, but an interesting dynamic, the Senate Revenue and Tax Committee has a few bills that they are interested in passing out that would just add to this tax cut mania that we seem to be experiencing at the state legislature.
Well, Governor Beebe has said, okay, if that capital gains legislation goes through, I might just let it go into law without my signature, but you'll have to find the $60 million. This could be an interesting political situation.
Yeah, the political football that they're playing with right now, all sides, is basically Governor Beebe has built about $130 million of revenue growth into the state budget. This is money that will just come in because the state gets a little bit larger with its population. There's just some natural growth that occurs in state revenues just if nothing else changes. And with expectations that the economy will kind of rock along at the same pace that it's been doing, the governor's projected about $130 million in revenue growth. And so what Republican lawmakers primarily have looked at, and some Democrats that are looking at some other tax cut bills, is they are saying, well, we'll hold the line on that revenue growth spending that the governor has budgeted for, that $130 million, and we will use that to pay for some of these tax cuts. That's not something that Governor Beebe wants to do, but that's probably where the negotiation will be, is something short of $130 million, but it will be using that, as I described it earlier, political football to play with these tax cuts.
And roads and prisons are on the horizon.
They are. I think prisons are what you're going to hear more about first. I expect perhaps by the end of this week, if not the very first part of next week, we're going to see officially filed a roughly 170-page comprehensive prison reform bill that will address sentencing guidelines and ways to kind of take people who aren't necessarily serious threats to society and move them into a probation and parole process that's maybe a little bit more based on electronic monitoring, for instance, and free up some of these prison beds to keep the murderers and rapists and kidnappers and some of the very violent and most dangerous criminals off the streets. We have a prison overcrowding crisis in Arkansas, and we have a funding crisis for that. It's an estimated $1.1 billion over the next 10 years of new money that's going to be needed to maintain the prison system at its current levels. And so something's got to give, and I think you're going to see that first. On highways, as you hinted at, the House leaders are definitely looking for a way to pay for some of the highway funding that's needed in this state. I think you're going to see a couple of different proposals floated, a potential bond issue that would be paid for by a half-cent sales tax. For four-lane roads, you may see a five-cent diesel fuel tax bill floated for interstate repairs and maintenance, and you could see an attempt to try to raid the state general revenue treasury to pay for some of those road needs, too.
Well, you'll be keeping an eye on it on talkbusiness.net, I'm sure.
We will, and certainly anytime you want to talk about it, we can.
Roby Brock, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kyle.